Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And with that, we are on the last Football Friday of the season. Thank God.
Seems okay. Like it just started.
No, it didn't, Rico. No, in fact, it didn't just start. But we can't get to the Super Bowl because we have more important things to do right now, including, is there a face-off? Amon-Ra versus Hutch. We're going to take you through it because both have had very different comments on Myles Garrett. We're going to do that. TJ will join us at 3. It's a very special TJ Lang appearance because, as we said on yesterday's show, we told Kenny, it's like the movie Rudy. Today's your day, champ. Kenny has brought the hot dog roller, and it's him versus TJ between 3 and 4. Now, TJ had some trepidation. He does have a daddy-daughter dance. I did inform him the difference between lean and bloated is not the 3 hot dogs he eats today. It's the 20 years of bad decisions. So TJ versus Kenny in a throwdown using the Kenny Cott Edition hot dog roller.
What makes him so nervous? He's an O lineman. He was paid to eat for a while.
He actually thinks you're going to devastate him.
I think the competitive nature is going to kick in. And even though he knows he shouldn't, he doesn't want to lose to you.
Professional athletes have that switch in their brains that when it's turned on, it's all good.
But TJ's been off for a while.
No, but it was like when Rieger challenged Jansen to race around the building, and I'm like, Rieger, you're going to lose. John Jansen halfway through will say, I will not lose to you, and he didn't. He beat Rieger, and Rieger runs every day. So that's why, is that Kenny's sitting, and he's going to be like, I cannot lose to
I eat guy. Every day. I well, stand listen, no shot.
Listen, those things are going to hit the roller at 2:30. And we're all going to sit here as you two duke it out. But we got the picks. We've got Derek with us. We've got the Prop Bet Casino. Your Super Bowl stuff's going to be covered start to finish. And I do want to tell you, David, on a personal level, today has reaffirmed what you have told me for years, that God is real. Eli did not get in the Hall of Fame. God is good. All right, let's get to it.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you yesterday, because I knew he wasn't. I just wanted you to sweat it out a little bit.
I ain't no sweat. Little bit.
I just saw on the show sheet it says, ha, 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 ha.
I don't know who put that there. I don't know what to say. I don't know who wrote what was at the end of it. F you, Hayseed. All right, so let's combine commentary. We have Amon-Ra audio on Myles Garrett. We don't have Hutch audio. We have a Hutch quote. And I just want, we need to unpack all of this. Because I found what Hutchinson said strange. Strange doesn't mean positive or negative. It means strange.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what Amon-Ra had to say on his podcast about acquiring Myles Garrett. Take a listen to this.
It's almost like he listened to the show.
Correct. I'm on Rasa P1. But then you juxtapose it with this. Aiden Hutchinson told the Free Press he thinks it's unrealistic the Lions make a move for Garrett. Quote, everyone's asking me about that. I don't think you can't have that many dudes on one D line. I don't know, but I think it's very unlikely. Huh? What time in history have you ever heard a great player say they didn't want to be surrounded by other great players?
You know what? Yeah. Do me a favor. Read that one more time for the people in the back. Because okay. I needed to sink in exactly what he said, because I had to do a double take when David first told me that. Like, wait, one more time, please?
Everyone's asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think you can't have that many dudes on one D line. I don't know. Who knows? But I think it's very unlikely. Close quote. Can we unpack that for a minute? Because, first of all, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Just straight away. If you want to say it's above your pay grade, you want to stay out of it, I get it. If you want to say, hell yeah, I'd love to have him, but clearly that decision's made above my head, cool. You know what I've never heard from a great player? Nah, we don't really need that. Can't have that many good people on a deal.
Said no one
ever.
Like, there was only one position where you can only have one. That's quarterbacks.
If Jared Goff was asked about the possibility of trading for Patrick Mahomes, right. He'd go, well, I don't know about that guy.
Right.
What is this?
That's the only thing. But in any other thing, you can't have enough defensive players. You can't have enough offensive weapons. You can't have enough. If a person, a first ballot Hall of Famer, not like Eli, is available, you would think that the answer is, man, hell yeah. Even if it's just, think of the things that I can learn from this man in the few years that he would be here in Detroit. But it struck me as weird that he said, basically he was non-committal.
Non-committal. I think it's very unlikely. You can't have that many dudes on the D-line. That's not non-committal.
Not fair.
Oh, that's committal.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Fair. That to me sounds like this is my show.
Well,
and okay. I don't want anybody else here.
So this is
I'm Batman right now.
This is the portion of this program where I am openly telling you this is conjecture. I'm not reporting it. I'm not telling you I'm right. We are openly theorizing on something. So if that upsets you, I'm warning you right now. You can go to Kids Bop. So work with me, because all we're left to do is theorize on something. All right? It sounds like, feels like, seems like.
Seems like.
Part is what Rico said. This is my team. And also, he wants to get paid. Now, I don't think either of those things are in question. I just don't. Because if Aiden plays well, they will find a way to pay him. And we've all talked about it, tongue in cheek, but the cap's not real. I just don't believe any of this is in effect. Then you factor in, all right, look, you're not going to openly say, I demand we go get him. No, that's not fair. I think he could have been much more non-committal, and you save your thoughts for behind the scenes. But this was, bar none, one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard, when great player is asked about, would you like to go and get said great player? Guys, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Where players openly go, no, we don't need more greatness. Can't have more greatness. No. I can't believe this.
Mike, we have a thing here in Detroit now, this whole Sonic and Knuckles. You got two great running backs, and they're like, yeah, we love it. We're sharing the time with each other. Except for, you can actually play both of these guys at the same time. I thought the answer would be, yeah, hey, that's a Brad Holmes type of thing. I'm just here to play football. I don't know what the day-to-day things are for Lions. Cool, I get that.
You just say it and go, hell, man. Dude, everybody would love to have Miles. But that's a Brad Holmes thing, man. Ask him. I'm here to watch ball.
Right,
because I'd love to have him.
Amon-Ra is like, yeah. We don't even need corners if we bring him here.
Amon-Ra single-handedly just waved Terry and Arnold and Rakestraw.
Right. We don't need corners if we bring him here. Absolutely. Hell yeah. We got to bring him here.
If you guys would be so kind, I'd love for you to weigh in on this. Unpack it with us and just work with me on this. Look, the Amon-Ra thing, maybe you think it's too forward. Maybe you think he should have been more towards the middle. But if you think that, you can't think differently on Hutchinson. Now, for me, I think it's common sense. I mean, it's in basketball. If someone said, hey, LeBron has demanded a trade, do you want him? Who the hell is going to go public and go, can't have more greatness. You know, not enough room in the front court for that kind of greatness.
Yeah, Steph Curry wants out of Golden State. Yeah. You're going to block Ivy.
He's a little undersized. I would love to know. And you know, in essence, maybe we're asking, are you team Amon-Ra or team Hutch? Anyone who doesn't want Myles Garrett can just move on down the road in the world we exist in. I don't care about ego. I don't care about feelings. I don't care about money. I care about a parade. And obviously, it's more complicated than just that. I know that. But the ultimate goal and decisions that are made by franchises, it has to be about winning. There are a lot of people that are a lot smarter than Rico and I who have also said Myles Garrett to Detroit was a match made in heaven. It's got to happen. You don't even have to like us. You don't have to respect us. I don't care. People you do respect have said it. I'll give you a list.
Heck, Amon-Ra.
Well, I wasn't even going there, but sure. So I'd love to hear from the people on it. 248-539-9797. We got a jam-packed show, but we are definitely going to make this a part of it. On surface, headline, the Hutch comment is weird. It's weird. Weird doesn't have to mean bad. I mean, Kenny's weird. He's not a bad guy. He's just weird.
Right.
You're weird. Kenny, you're weird.
What I do?
You're just not sitting here trying to screen your calls. Why is that negative? Why can't weird be beautiful?
I mean, it can be.
Okay.
So coming from you, it often feels like, seems like, sounds like.
Seems like. All right. The hot dog roller's here. We got Hutch talking. TJ, daddy, daughter dance. Bloated out on 7 hot dogs. It's going to be exciting.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer. Selected varieties and sizes. Buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.